Simulation hack part three, be thankful in all things. So here's what happens. I decoded this. When you're thankful, you're thinking back to the cross, the lamb slain before the foundation world. So by being thankful, just saying the word thank you destroys pride, because think about it. If you say thank you, somebody does something for you, service, whatever. By saying thank you, you're actually humbling yourself, like somebody helped you do something, right? Thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for helping me with my flat tire. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a humbling experience. And it actually, the code reveals that it goes back to the cross, because T-H-A-N-K is the same word as T-H-A-N-K. I-N-K, if you look up in the etymology, it's the same word. And it took me a long time to figure out what that meant, but you're thinking back to the cross. Because anytime you're thankful for something, it has to go back to Jesus and what he did at the cross, because it's all from him, through him, and to him. So every time you say thank you to somebody, you're saying thank you to Jesus, really, because he holds it all together. So one way to hack the simulation is start to say thank you around people more and more, and being thankful. Teach your kids how to be thankful. Get a mindset of gratitude, because in him we live and breathe and have our being. It's all from him, through him, and to him. And so you can't help but be thankful when you realize that it's all Jesus. It's all Jesus. Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you. Being thankful is going to change your life. I remember a time when I was young, I didn't say thank you. And then all of a sudden, I had an aunt or somebody said, say thank you. And I started thinking about it. And it's like, okay, that kind of shows respect. That's, people are doing something for you. Something clicked in my mind where I just started saying thank you all the time. Thank you. Especially after you get saved. You're just thankful to be saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you want to bring the 5D down into 3D and transform your reality and the reality of people around you, the ship or the boat that you're in, it could be a marriage, it could be a family, it could be anything. Practice being thankful. Practice gratitude. It has to change your reality. Your reality has to change. It has to. Especially if you're not a thankful person. I'm watching somebody in 3D right now. In my realm, she's not thankful. She doesn't say thank you. She's not thankful for anything. But she and if you talked in the comments that she makes, I'm not talking about anybody online. I'm not talking about email. I'm not talking about text. I'm talking about somebody in the 3D reality within my little world down here. My little holographic world. But the comments that she makes is like, she's better than everybody else, and she's not like all those other people. She's in delusion, because she's in a situation that just is just like all those other people, but she don't want to accept that she don't want to accept it. She can't, her mind, she's destroying herself. It's sad. But she's in this mindset that she's better than everybody else. She really is. But she's in a state where she's not even close to being leveling up at all. She's not in a level up state. But she can't be humble. I guess at one time she was in probably a $300,000 house. But she lost everything. Now she's in a little room, renting a room. And a car that needs repair a lot. So her mind it looks from the outside looking in, I'm not God, but it looks like God's trying to humble her and say, hey, all that time you judged all these other people and they're rising up, you're going down. What's that about? Maybe you can learn from somebody else. Maybe you are just like everybody else. Beggars at the foot of the cross, you know. The humbling journey called life. The humbling journey called life. You will be humbled, so you might as well just get humbled right now instead of having to go through it. Go ahead and humble yourself under the mighty hand of God instead of having to go through it, because it will humble you. It is going to humble you one way or the other. The humbling journey. So when you're thankful, what's going to happen? You're going to change your reality. When you say thank you to somebody, they're going to look at you different, especially if you're not used to saying it. They're going to, when you say thank you, not only are you going to, they're going to look at you different, I promise you, I've seen it happen. It's an addiction. It's a good addiction. Speaking of addiction, look, if you're not helping yourself, you can't help others. You have to transform. Yeah, you might have been abused. Yeah, you might have been beat down. Yeah, you might have been under a narcissistic parent or married to a narcissist. And you've been beat down by the system. I understand it. But you're going to have to start healing yourself. One step, just do one thing at a time. If somebody out there has a hard time, by changing just one thing, you're going to be in the process. Write it down. Even if you don't do it, write it down. Just write down all the things you need to start doing to heal yourself. Write them down and just check them off one thing at a time, okay? You need to go to the dentist. You need to get rid of fluoride toothpaste and go down to the health food store and get you some toothpaste that doesn't have fluoride in it. Natural toothpaste. I did that. It'll change your life. I had a toothache, like, for the last, every time I went to the dentist, I'd say, well, this is in pain. What's going on? Well, we checked it. There's nothing up there. So I changed toothpaste, went down to the health place, got some, paid $9 for a tube of toothpaste, but it's lasted, I bought two of them, but they both they lasted for 6 months, you know? It's natural stuff. And that pain went away the first day. Seriously, there's something in the toothpaste that's eating away your gum or something, or infecting your gum or something. I don't know if it's Crest. I tried Crest, I tried Colgate, and both of them caused problems. I'm just telling you my test. I'm not your doctor. I'm just telling you what I experienced. I just went to the drive-thru and about ran into the door. I was sitting my phone down, about ran into the brick wall, and he and I joked. He said, "Where'd you get your driver's license from, Kmart?" I said, "Yeah, Blue Light Special." My hand slipped off the steering wheel or something. Doing three things at once. Anyway, that's a way to change your hack the simulation. Be thankful in all things. And watch what happens around you. People will start being thankful. You'll start to have a positive attitude. You'll see. You'll be thankful just to have a hot shower. You'll be thankful for beans and rice. You'll be thankful for a roof over your head. You'll be thankful for your shoes. Hello. You won't be like that lady I was telling you about. She just thinks she's better. She thinks she's all that when she's actually not. She's living in the glory of the past, the glory days. She don't even know what's happening. She's still living in like she's above everybody. And she's not even close to being above everybody. It just kind of blows your mind. So what's going to happen to her? She's going down. The universe is hitting her, but she's going down. And down, and down, and down. And she can't admit it. I don't know. Maybe she was a good-looking woman when she was younger. I don't know. But
life tends to, now she's got a full head of her hair, a full head of gray hair, you know, and she's starting to age. And she's still in that, those glory day mindset, I guess. I don't know. I guess all the men chasing her turned her into a narcissistic, unthankful, what's the word where they say, entitled, unthankful, entitled person, you know. And now life is hitting her, and she can't even admit that she destroyed all her relationships and all that stuff. She can't even admit it. She can't admit it. She's the problem. When you're thankful, think about it. When you're thankful, and before I get off on that, if you can't admit you're the problem, then you look around you. If you're playing a video game, and to win, you get 100 points. And every time you play the video game, you only get 5 points. But you think you're all that, and you're not even close to 100 points. And every time you go play the video game, you're still messing up. But you have to project it onto other people. What's that? That's narcissistic projection that is everybody else. Instead of me, it's me, oh Lord, it's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer, but it's everybody else that needs it. Do you understand? Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? So anyway, by being thankful, you'll humble yourself and you'll escape that. That's one way to escape it. And then the people around you, if you're thankful for a job, thankful for knowledge, thankful for a mind, thankful you can speak English. There's a lot of people come to this country can't even speak English. They have a hard time. Just be thankful you can speak English. Long story short, be thankful in all things, and your holographic experience down here will change. That's one way. It just came to my mind, and I want to talk about it, because there might be people out there that never say thank you. And if there are, what planet are you living on? Because by saying thank you, you're thinking back to Jesus and what he did at the cross, who's sustaining you. Every breath that you take is sustained by Jesus. Every breath. Take a deep breath. You just said Yahweh when you took a deep breath. Anyway. And you didn't even know that, did you? Google it. When you breathe, you're saying God's name, Yahweh. Every breath you take is from God. And if you're not thankful, your holographic experience is not going to be a good one.